Chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing upon the four corners of the earth, holding tight the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow upon the earth or upon the sea or upon any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the sun rising, having a seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until after we have sealed the slaves of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of the sons of Israel. Out of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 sealed. Out of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 sealed. After these things I saw, and look, a great crowd, which no man was able to number, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes. And there were palm branches in their hands. And they keep on crying with a loud voice, saying, Salvation we owe to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell upon their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. The blessing and the glory and the wisdom and the thanksgiving and the honor and the power and the strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And in response, one of the elders said to me, These who are dressed in the white robes, who are they, and where did they come from? So right away I said to him, My Lord, you are the one that knows. And he said to me, These are the ones that come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That is why they are before the throne of God, and they are rendering him sacred service day and night in his temple. And the one seated on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will hunger no more, nor thirst any more, neither will the sun beat down upon them, nor any scorching heat, because the Lamb, who is in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them, and will guide them to fountains of waters of life. And God will wipe out every tear from their eyes.